From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A mass evacuation from the Syrian city of Aleppo. Ambulances and green government buses began evacuating the wounded and other civilians from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo Thursday after evacuation attempts were halted a day earlier. The long line of buses and ambulances headed out of besieged eastern Aleppo and into government-held territory before eventually making it to another rebel-held part of the province. The International Committee of the Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society said the first evacuees reached the safe zone Thursday afternoon. Robert Mardini is the Middle East Regional Director for ICRC.
The reports we got inside and what my colleagues were telling me was heartbreaking. People are totally exhausted, disillusioned, in very bad shape, and they were so happy to see us. They were thankful for us being here, although we failed them, because it's too late, too little, but yet it is important.
The UN Security Council will meet behind closed doors on Friday to discuss the crisis in Aleppo after the civilians began evacuating and Syrian forces moved in to assert full control over the city. France requested the urgent consultation set for around midday to push for international observers to be sent to the city to monitor the situation and ensure deliveries of humanitarian aid. The French ambassador, François Delattre, said in these very dark days in Aleppo, it is critically important to have international observers under surveillance of the UN to oversee the situation.